Hey y'all, welcome back to the Tattooed Christian Podcast. Some of y'all know me as Casey, as known as the Tattooed Christian. Today, I want to talk about something real, something I know we've all faced at one point or another, the comeback. Yes, I'm talking about a comeback in almost mid-November, but we don't go by the world's time as believers. We go by God's timing, which brings me to the title of today's episode, The Comeback. See, life has a way of knocking us down, whether it's disappointment, failure, heartbreak, or even our own bad decisions. It can feel like the end of the road, but I came to remind you today, it's not over. Your setback is just the setup for your comeback. I remember a time in my life when I felt completely defeated. I prayed, I planned, I tried, and still everything seemed to fall apart. I questioned myself, I questioned my purpose, and honestly, I even questioned God for a moment. But here's what I've learned in this season. God never wastes pain. What felt like an ending was really a pause. It was a chance for me to reset, to realign, and to remember who I was in Him. My comeback didn't happen overnight, but it started with one decision. I refused to stay down. And that's the same decision you can make right now. The Bible is full of comeback stories. Job lost everything, but in the end, God restored him double. David fell hard, but God still called him a man after His own heart. And one of my favorite verses, Micah 7:8 says, "Though I fall, I will rise. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light." That tells me falling is not the end. Sitting in darkness is not the end. The comeback always belongs to God's people. So I have 5 practical steps to help you in your comeback. So let me give you a few things that helped me walk out my comeback, and I believe they'll help you too. Number 1, shift your mindset. Stop replaying the failure and start speaking life over yourself. Your words set the tone for your future. Number 2, reconnect with your faith by prayer, journaling, and fasting. Whatever draws you closer to God, lean into that. Number 3, take small steps. Don't wait until it looks perfect. Just start. One step at a time still moves you forward. Number 4, check your circle. Make sure the people around you are builders and not doubters. The wrong voices can keep you stuck and even falling back into your old ways. Number 5, lastly, trust the process. Your comeback won't be instant, but it will be worth it. Don't quit before you see the fruit. Some of you listening right now, you've been carrying shame, regret, or even fear. But I want you to release that today. Say this with me. This is my season of comeback, not setback. Let that settle in your spirit. God's about to restore, elevate, and multiply what the enemy tried to destroy in your life. Your story isn't finished yet. The best chapters are still being written. And that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in today's episode of the Tattooed Christian Podcast. If this message blessed you, share it with someone who needs a reminder that their comeback is on the way. And remember this, God doesn't just restore, He multiplies. Your comeback is going to be bigger than your setback. I'll catch y'all in the next episode. Stay encouraged, stay rooted, and as always, keep walking in faith.